An affirmation is. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarez, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. An affirmation is. So often we are afraid of affirmations. We're afraid of that concept, that term. And because we're afraid of it, we misuse it. And because we misuse it, we get the negative responses from it instead of the positive responses from it. When we say the affirmation, 2 times 2 is 4, that's an affirmation. It's a wonderful, positive affirmation. It's an affirmation of a mathematical truth. 2 times 2 is 4. And sometimes we make a mistake. We're playing the piano and we strike the wrong note, and it's a sour note, and it doesn't blend with the rest of the music we're playing. And no matter how often we press that note, no matter how often we push down that note, it's going to be an unhappy note for us. Only when we stop, are at peace, and say, all is in divine order, I am peace, I am peace, and then begin again, saying what we know is the true affirmation, can that affirmation bring its results in our life and affairs? Only when we stop, begin again with the true affirmation of what it is that we know is the truth, we know is the principle to work on our behalf, do we get the results? Now, many of us keep plugging away, keep worrying about things. We keep worrying about how we're going to raise our dog, or how we're going to raise our cat, or how we're going to raise our children, how we're going to raise ourselves. And as we continually dwell in this concept, as we continually dwell in this thought of how are we going to do it, we do all sorts of incorrect things. We feel sorry for them because they're not getting what they want. We feel sorry for them because they're not saying the right principles. We feel sorry for them because they're not doing things that are bringing them the results that they would like to have in their life. How can we be of best benefit to ourselves and to others, accomplishing the goals of our life and the lives of others, unless we have something as a sound foundation, unless we have something that we believe in, something that makes our lives strong and pure and good and beautiful? What are we going to do? Well, as long as we keep pressing that wrong note on the piano that is inharmonious with the musical piece we're playing, we're going to have a wrong attitude, a wrong feeling, and we're going to have a wrong result, and we're not going to be happy about it at all. But we can change that. We can start new. First, we have to forget that wrong note. We have to forget that which we were doing, which was incorrect and not beneficial to us. Leave it behind. No longer think about it. No longer give it any attention in our life. And move forward to the new thought, to the correct thought, to the truth about us. To the truth about us that we always work with principle, and we always work with principle according to the way principle is designed to be worked. We always say 2 times 2 is 4, and we get the right result. We say 2 times 2 is 5, and it's the wrong result, no matter how often we affirm it, no matter how much we believe that 2 times 2 is 5, it is not correct. We must leave that behind. We must start new, put a new affirmation in motion, a new cause in motion, a new thinking in motion about ourselves and about our life and about the principle that we believe in. We can all make mistakes, and those mistakes will stay with us. And some people say, well, that person is accident prone. If there's an accident to be happening, if that person's going to have it, well, what a terrible thing to say about anybody. If they were accident-prone or could be accident-prone, we don't help them by saying they're accident-prone. We don't help ourselves either by recognizing they're accident-prone. We only benefit ourselves and them and all the world by saying They do everything right. They are guided by an inner light. They are a lovely being to be around. They are a lovely person. And if we think about accident prone, my goodness, we are causing ourselves to live in that consciousness and for them to experience that consciousness. Do we want that? It doesn't matter whether they were accident prone or they did do anything incorrect. Now we put a new cause in motion for them. We say they are balanced. They think properly. They are harmonious with themselves. They're not worried about what they do. They're not accident prone. They are incident prone. They love doing different incidents and having different things. You're training your dog. And you want your dog to feel secure. You want your dog to feel happy. You want your dog to feel content. Well, the best way for the dog to feel content is for you to feel content, for you to feel happy, for you to feel good. And when you feel good, when you feel happy, when you feel content, then you can be sure that your puppy dog will feel content too. You can be sure that your world will be content. You can be sure that you will not be accident prone. You can be sure that you will do everything according to principle. We live each day a brand new day. We live each moment of our life a brand new moment. And we are here now to put new causes in motion for ourselves and our world. And if we ever allow ourselves to think of old causes that were not beneficial, we are empowering them to be a reality, to be an experience in our life today. We let go of that. We put a new cause in motion saying, I am harmonious, I am peaceful, I am loving, I am joyful, I am unconditionally loving of every being on the face of the earth as I always am and always will be. I love everyone. I love everything. And when we say this, we're putting in positive causes for ourselves, for our relationship to ourselves and the world, and our world is a happy world. We have the opportunity to think in the now. We have the opportunity to think today and to put affirmations in motion for ourselves today. And that affirmation is, I like me. That affirmation is, I am peace. That affirmation is, all is good and very good. That affirmation is love. An affirmation is that which I believe about myself. Do I believe that I am a not kind person? Do I believe that I am undesirable? Then that's what I will be. Do I believe that I am a kind and loving person, I am desirable, I am a happy person, then that is what I will be. It all depends on what I choose for myself as my standard in life. It all depends on what I choose to be, how I choose to live my life, how I choose to experience every moment of my life. What sort of affirmation I put forth in my life is who I am. What sort of affirmation I put forth in my life is who I am. And that's all that really matters. That's all that really matters, and that's all that really is. And that's who I am. I live my life in a positive, joyful, happy life. I live my world in a happy, positive, joyful world. Though the world may be falling in all around me, when I am at peace within myself, nothing else matters. I cannot be touched by a world contrary to what I believe. I am not touched by a world contrary to what I believe, but I am very much touched by a world that I believe in, that a world that I try to understand, that a world that I try to change in any way. This day I make the choice in my life of saying that my world is in divine order right now. I say that I am peace. I say that I like me. I say that I like everyone in my world, everyone. Regardless of the experiences they're going through, I like everyone in my world with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. And as I like everyone in my world, I like myself. For My world is a reflection of what's going on inside of me. And if I am peace, my world is peace. If I affirm the truth about myself, that is what I am. I am not yesterday or tomorrow. I am today, this moment, this instant, the now. And that's all I ever want to be. And it's a wonderful thing to be. Join me in living in the now, in the happy thought of the now. And an affirmation is truth. An affirmation is love. And that's all I am able to speak at any time in my life, now and forevermore. And so it is.